For Sickens like Roger Schmidt, the old Sheldon Jackson campus was difficult to ignore.
The campus hits a nerve. It's right downtown, and I think that most of us that live here, we think Sitka's gorgeous. It's why I live in Sitka. It's because it's beautiful, you know, beyond just sort of like, you know, superficially beautiful, but like spiritually beautiful place here. And Sheldon Jackson is right there, right at the edge of, you know, right at the edge of our downtown. And it's gorgeous, but there's nothing gorgeous about full sheets of plywood covering every single window. Well, how could that be? I mean, we're not a community that's failing. And yet it just kept saying, you're failing, you're failing, you're failing.
The clump of empty buildings with broken windows and plywood provokes images of deserted industrial buildings, almost looking like old car factories in Detroit. But these buildings were nestled between snow-capped mountains in a full harbor, near the center of this town of 9,000 people. Instead of quaint and communal, like the rest of Sitka, the space lay hollow and unused for 4 years.
I went to school there from my seventh grade year through high school.
Such hollowness defies over a century of rich history. Isabella Brady is a Sickan who went to Sheldon Jackson in the 1940s.
And as I talk to the graduates of SJ, they all give credit to where they are in life today. Because
when the buildings above Lincoln Street emptied out 4 years ago, the idea and legacy of Sheldon Jackson remains strong and continues to remain strong for many. SJ was the oldest educational institution in Alaska. It was founded in 1878 as a training school for boys, just 11 years after the purchase of Alaska, and it eventually added a high school in 1917 and a college in 1944. At the time, and through the middle of the 20th century, Alaska Natives could not attend public schools in Sitka. After going through the Bureau of Indian Affairs Elementary School, Alaska Native students could enroll to board at Sheldon Jackson Institute, a Presbyterian mission school, starting in the seventh grade, including Isabella Brady.
They taught us manners, and it was very interesting. It was all very disciplined, and it was kind of like a melting pot for us there because we got to know each other. We formed friends from around Southeast, and I believe that you'll find that if you talk to the ones that went to SJ when we had nowhere else to go, are very dedicated to the school.
For a generation of former students in Sitka and around the state, it's a place full of memories. The gym at Sheldon Jackson is named for Herb Diedrichson, who also built a life here.
Right. It held 7th and 8th graders and freshmen. They were the small boys.
In the 70s, SJ began to suffer from financial troubles. Surviving as a small liberal arts college is not easy, as the plight of other similar institutions can attest. Its previous competitor, the Wrangell Institute, closed down in 1978. Cost of operations went up and enrollment went down. In the 70s, SJ also nearly closed. An ad in the Sitka Sentinel seeking help was entitled, "Sheldon Jackson Must Not Die." And it didn't. A donor from San Francisco, Jane Newall, saved it with a $700,000 donation. Since its rescuing in 1980, it struggled to stay afloat. And 4 years ago, in June of 2007, with several million dollars worth of debt, the college was in need of an 11th-hour donor yet again. The college petitioned the city for a $1 million loan. John Hulse served on the assembly at the time.
Well, they had voted. I was on the assembly. We had voted to do a loan and that they could make a request for the money. And then when the request came, the request was denied. And so the upshot of that was that money was not available. There were personalities involved in it, decisions that were made for the wrong reasons, I think. Not for the best of Sitka or the campus. And that wasn't the cause. The closure of the school was not the cause. It was the last straw, probably.